Luke 2:49, my father's business. I want to talk to you about being about the Heavenly Father's business. Luke chapter 2 is, of course, fabulous. We see all sorts of cool and supernatural events happen. We also see an account of the young man Jesus when he was 12 years old. In verses 41 through 50, the Bible tells us that Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, during the feast of the Passover when his parents, Joseph and Mary, went on ahead without him. In other words, he was left behind. Joseph, his stepdad, and Mary, his mother, go back into the city, and they find him sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Check this out in verses 48 through 49. The Bible says, "So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, 'Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously.' And he said to them, 'Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?'" Jesus isn't talking about the family carpentry business here. He's talking about his heavenly father, obviously. Jesus was doing the will of the Father here. I believe that there's something really important that the Father wants to tell us today, and it relates to being about the Father's business. In other words, what we see him doing, what we hear him saying, we need to do. We need to mimic him while we're here on earth. Let's check out some profound words that Jesus spoke in the book of John chapter 5, verse 19. Jesus said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner." How was Jesus able to do so many wonderful things? Keep in mind that outside of God's power, outside of the anointing, the Holy Spirit anointing upon Jesus, he could do nothing. Remember, he was fully human. We cannot say, "Oh, that was Jesus. He was Jesus, therefore he was able to do all these miracles." Jesus saw what the Father was doing in heaven and did what the Father did. Think about some of the unorthodox things that Jesus did. Recall in Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 26, Jesus healed a blind man in Bethsaida. How? Well, in verse 23, the Bible says that when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. The man replied and said that he saw men like trees walking. Then Jesus touched him again, made him look up, and he was restored and saw everyone clearly. I mean, come on, this is totally unorthodox. How did Jesus know how to heal him? Because he saw the Father doing that. Now, why would the Father do such a thing? Well, I believe there's a couple of reasons. Number one, because I think our Heavenly Father has a wonderful sense of humor. He's got a great personality. Number two is to show to us that there is no formula, per se, of healing people. God wants us to be in such a tight relationship with him that we have to see what he's doing, hear what he's saying, and then mimic that. Let me give you a very quick example from my own personal life. I was with my wonderful bride, Dawn, my glory buddies, Jeff Newton and his son, Jensen, and a couple of other people, and we were praying for a person who had diabetes. When we heard about this person having diabetes, we instantly thought, "Oh, let's pray. The Lord's going to do a miracle here." We started going after this thing. After we were done praying, this person took their blood sugar level. No change. We then went after it again, even more intense. They tested their blood again. The blood sugar level dropped down 1 point, totally insignificant. The person didn't get healed. I later asked the Lord, "What was the problem?" We declared a number of scriptures. Everything seemed right in our own eyes. Do you know what the Heavenly Father said? He said, "That wasn't the method in which I wanted to heal her." You see, in our own ambition, we had neglected to find out what the Father was doing. We didn't get counsel, we didn't get instruction before we started praying. Jesus said, "I must be about my Father's business." Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Dear Lord, may we be about your business. May we do what you do. We exalt you, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.